Santalaya. Okay, so we're here with Maria Santalaya with Bodegas Roda from Rioja.
That's it.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure for me to be here today.
When did you arrive in New York City?
I got here on Monday, and to get ready for the event today on Wednesday. And yeah, I've been just here for 2 days, but really excited to be here today.
Is this your first trip to New York?
I was just going
to
ask that.
So this is actually my first trip to New York because I'm new to this market. I've just begun working the North American market a year ago. So yeah, this is my first trip to New York with Roda.
And what do you think?
I love it. So I haven't had the time to visit because I've been working kind of hard and getting this event ready for the last 2 days. But I, for what I've seen up to now, I really like the city.
What's your thought process of the marketing concept of having you on the High Line, which was a railroad?
Yeah, so that has been really thought. So we are part of the railway station district in Haro, which is our hometown in Spain, in La Rioja, and we are surrounding the railway station of that town. So we wanted to when we knew that we could be in the Highland in New York, which was a railway place many years ago, we thought it could be the best place to do this event here, because all the wineries that were here today are around the railway in Rioja, in Haro. So it's a great thing, and it's a great marketing push to be in the Highland.
Great concept.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful place too.
And a beautiful day to boot.
Oh yeah, totally.
And it must be some power because it's not easy to shut down a portion of the High Line. So.
I can tell. I mean, I'm sure. Yeah, we just know somebody. But I'm sure it's been a great effort. But we are so happy to be here. It's really important for us.
So tell us about the bodega.
Okay, so Bodegas Roda is the youngest winery of the railway station district of Haro. So we are 5 wineries together here, and ours is the youngest. We are just a 30-year-old winery, but we have been in a rush to achieve a great level of recognition, and that's why we are here today. So we are really thankful to all the clients or all the wine drinkers that like our wines and that drink our wines all over the world. So our winery, it's a really nice concept. It's a brand new winery in terms of winemaking, in terms of thinking about the vineyards. So we are really concerned about respecting our vineyards, respecting the grapes that we use, and making wines that everybody can like. So making pure wines regarding mainly the fruit. So our wines, when we taste it, what we see at first is the fruit. So the Riojan style has historically been a style that was based in the oak, in American oak, and our style could be a bit of a more modern style, or that's how people describe it, because regarding the traditional style of Rioja, our style can seem a bit more modern, even if we are also classical in our way of winemaking and of viticulture and vine growing. But the style of the wines that we make tends more to the fruit and to maximum respect of the terroir and the vintages of each year. So I mean, it's a really nice concept and a really nice project, because it really focuses on understanding the pure winemaking from La Rioja and the grapes that we have that are excellent grapes and excellent quality.
What are the price points of the wines that you have here today?
Okay, so here in the U.S., our cheapest wine could be around $40 a bottle, and our most expensive around $300. So it's a big gap. Thinking that we just make 4 wines, it's a really big gap. But the average would probably be around the 70 something. But that $325 bottle, it's our top bottle, and it's way more expensive than the medium range.
So what makes it so special?
So the name of the wine is Circion, and it's a really, really special wine because it's a selection of individual vines, individual plants from our best and oldest parcels. So we select these plants because they have different characteristics from the ones that they have around them. the characteristics of these vines is that they are able to ripen their clusters in a better way and faster than the other vines or other plants. So we decided many years ago, when we discovered that we had these plants that could ripen their grapes in a better way, we decided to select them, mark them, and harvest them separately in order to make a different wine. And by being riper, this wine doesn't need to be aged for a long time. So we only age it for 8 months, which is something crazy. Wow. If we compare it to our regular reservas that are aged for 14 months. So by aging this wine for just 8 months, we get a huge complexity coming from the grapes and not from the aging process. So that wine, Thirsion, it's incredibly complex regarding in terms of fruit. So the fruit is ripe, it's black fruited, but we also have lots of spices, even leathery aromas, aromatic plants. We have so many aromas. The aromatic frame is so wide that it's a really special wine. And it's a young wine, it's not even a reserva, it's a young wine because it's just aged for 8 months. And because of that, it's fresh, it's vital, it's incredibly complex, but fun at the same time, and it's incredible. Everybody hallucinate with this wine when they taste it, because you don't expect such complexity or such freshness or such concentration all together in a wine. So that's why it's so special.
So aging it only 8 months, what is your anticipation? Like, are you expecting people to purchase it and lie it down? And what's the drinking window for that?
So it's a wine that it could be consumed in the moment that we release it. Our philosophy is to not release a wine if it's not ready to drink. So it could be perfectly consumed in the moment that we release it, but by being so complex and being so special, when we age it for a while in our personal cellars, we will discover that the wine just gets bigger and better. So the best thing that I suggest doing is probably getting two bottles, drinking one in the present, or a case, yeah, but drinking one bottle in that moment and letting the other one age for a while and see the difference. But it's an experience.
That's where a Corvan comes into good use. Yes.
Exactly, that's it, yeah.
So when you were saying that these are individually marked and harvested, is it vintage by vintage you're walking through the vines and you're picking, you know, at the beginning of the season, you're picking, all right, this is the cluster, this is the vine we're doing, or have you determined which vines go into this bottle?
So throughout the years, we have been determining the vines that are able to go to Thirsion, so to reach that level of quality. But it's true that every year we find new vines that could go into Thirsion, and we realize that some of the vines that we were using don't have enough quality. So our technical team spends lots of time when harvest approaches. They spend lots of time berry tasting and walking through the vineyards to see if the quality of our grapes is the one that we are expecting, right? So of course we have the vines marked, but we can discover new vines every year.
So you can upgrade or degrade whichever one.
Totally. And something important to say about Thirsion is that it's not made every year. So Thirsion just exists in the best vintages. So for example, now we are tasting 2016 here, but 2013 and 2014 we didn't make any Thirsion because the vintages were not good enough to make such a special wine.
And can you just tell us a little bit about the history of, like, where did the name come from of the winery?
Okay, so the name Roda comes from the last names of the two owners of the winery. So one of the owners is Mr. Rodjant, and the Ro comes from Rodjant. And the other owner is Miss Daureya. And then Rodjant and Daureya make Roda. So it's last names of the owners, yeah.
Now, I know we were here talking about Rioja, but you do have two other properties.
Yeah, so we do have this winery in Rioja, the one that we were talking about, but we also have a winery in Ribera del Duero. This is a new project that we began 10 years ago. We were already experts mainly with Tempranillo, that is our main variety in Rioja, and we wanted to expand somehow, but we didn't want to get bigger in Rioja. We wanted to grow in not in production, not in volume, but in expertise. So we and an experience. So we decided to look for another region where Tempranillo was as big as in Rioja, and we decided to go to Ribera del Duero and create Corimbo and Corimbo One, same as Roda and Roda One, our wines from Rioja. So Corimbo and Corimbo One are our wines from Ribera del Duero. And the first vintage that we produced was 2009, and we have been making these two incredible wines since that moment. We are not showing them today because this is a Rioja event, but I invite everybody to taste the Corimbos if they have the opportunity, because they are something incredible.
And when people come to Rioja, to your region, to your winery, is it open to visitors? Do they need to schedule appointments? Is it?
So, of course, it's always open. We have touristic visits every single day except for on Sundays. But we also have a wine bar. So for the visits, it will be necessary to set an appointment. But if somebody doesn't have an appointment, they can go directly to our wine bar, and they would be able to taste every single wine in there, buy any single bottle they want to buy, so they can taste our Rioja wines, our Ribera wines, and even our olive oils, because we also produce olive oil in the island of Mallorca. So we make two of the best olive oils of Spain, Aubo Casa and Lamo. Those are the names of the olive oils that we produce in the wonderful island of Mallorca in the Mediterranean Sea, which is another project incredible that we have.
Sounds impressive. So, are you guys on social media? Can they find you?
Yes, of course. So we are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. So if you look for Bodegas Roda, which would be the winery in Rioja, Bodegas La Horra with an H, the Horra has an H, which would be the winery in Ribera del Duero, or Aubo Casa, which is the oil press in Mallorca, they could find us anywhere. So,
excellent. Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very
You're
much.
Welcome.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.